full circle.
She blended.
She glanced back at nature's tapestry. That's what her mom called this place. All she saw were barren fields and dilapidated electric poles. She daydreamed of walking those old rusted wires all the way to some concrete circus, slacklining like a ballerina on a tightrope. Her mother warned her about wasting time. Big city dreams are like candles in the sky, she'd say. They'll dim over time. Still, possibilities impregnated her hopes. As the bus pulled away from her childhood, she felt free, unobstructed. Her curious eyes soon blended into a sea of lights where the voices of empty counselors mutually became blended with her own. And hours passed into days and days into years, and soon it seemed a lifetime, an epoch of lost ambitions. Her milk and honey imaginings became stained by her own blood. The madness of life had splintered her soul and hope's labor pains stillborn. She reminisced in the foul-smelling metal box before it stopped. A decade ago, she called this place home. The barren fields once promised to yield fruit too. Ghosts of dead dreams remained. Still, there was comfort and simplicity, she thought, retrospective. Free and unobstructed.